System chancellors brought business leaders with them to a Capitol hearing on Tuesday to voice their concerns. This is Culver's CEO, Craig Culver.
I'm well aware of the situation our state government is in, but I'm also aware of the hurt that is being put on students and education. Like almost everybody, I don't care to pay more taxes, but I will, especially if it means our students' education and their futures will benefit.
UW system officials have said they're shouldering a crippling burden in the requirement to return $65 million to the state over 2 years. Greater Milwaukee Committee President Julia Taylor said the city could be like Silicon Valley, but not if the state cuts funding to UW-Milwaukee.
Even though Steve Jobs didn't graduate from college, I assure you all of his engineers did. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about innovation, we need to realize it happens here. It doesn't just happen in California. It doesn't just happen in Boston. And we need it to happen here if we're going to have our kids and our grandkids stay here and this tax base grow.
UW system officials have said the impact of the budget lapse will inevitably be felt by students in the form of tuition increases. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.